You are listening to Destiny Pizzas.
Today is Tuesday, January 23rd, 2018, week 235. Is that right?
That is right.
Week 235. I'm Dhruv Patel.
I'm Mike Steska.
This is Destiny Pizza. It's time for the leftovers. Starting with movie news. Creed 2 has found Ivan Drago's son in the form of a Russian boxer, Florian Montanou. Maybe a French boxer. Anyways, it's not Super Sage Northcutt, which I'm disappointed.
No, it's not.
But Sage Northcutt seems too nice. That's the thing.
Yeah.
This guy seems like a monster.
We're supposed to not like Ivan Drago's son, I assume.
And I assume Ivan Drago's son is not going to look exactly like Ivan Drago.
Yeah, that'd be kind of weird if they're that similar.
Yeah, so this comes from Sylvester Stallone's... If I can remember what his... Let's see. This guy.
Okay.
He looks scary.
Pretty big, looks like.
His nickname is Big Nasty. He's 27 years old, 6'4", 245 pounds of talent, according to Sylvester Stallone.
I mean, how's that fight even going to work? He's like way bigger than... I mean, I guess Drago was way bigger.
Yeah, Drago was way bigger. That's the whole reason.
I guess that's the point.
But when you look at their Pop Funko figures, they're all the same height.
Interesting.
Your legacy is more than a name. November 2018.
What's November 2018?
That's when the movie comes out.
Creed 2?
That's what Sylvester Stallone says.
What? They're already filming it?
Probably not.
I guess it didn't take that long to film it.
Yeah, really? Probably not.
I didn't know you could make a movie the same year and release it the same year. Seems awfully quick.
Yeah.
I'm very surprised by that.
We know someone
said
who's
this
on
recently? This is blowing my mind right now.
4 days ago.
Jeez. Yeah, I'm pretty... I thought they were still like...
The greatest thing is his brother. His comments on the picture. Frank Stallone. Yeah. I believe Michael Jordan is going to get a major beating in this one. Just saying.
Well, I think that's he did in the first one too.
Yeah. So, and they also said that another Expendables movie is happening.
What?
Yeah.
Man, Stallone's a busy guy.
I forgot where
he's
it was.
Doing like more movies. He seems to be doing more, almost more movies now.
Oh, yeah, because it said, just when you thought it was safe to go outside, they're coming back. And he posted this picture and people were saying that.
Does anybody ever die in those Expendable movies? Like, are people dying in there? Or is it like, just keep adding to the cast every year?
I don't know, because like, even in the first one, Dolph Lundgren was like a bad guy, and then he like, is allowed to be a good guy in the second one.
Classic switcheroo.
Yeah. Like Jet Li's does all this crazy stuff to him. I don't remember if anyone dies though. I have a feeling that what's his name won't be back in this one though.
Mel Gibson?
No, Mel Gibson might be back. Who knows? He won't be back. I think he's dead.
Why is there somebody controversial?
Bruce Willis. You're fat and you're lazy. Remember
when
he said
Schwarzenegger?
No, he'll be back for sure.
Okay.
Cause Bruce Willis was talking trash on it, saying, "Look, oh, you weren't good to work for and stuff." And he's like, "You're fat and you're lazy." That's what Stallone said.
That's a fun argument.
Yeah.
It makes sense. Makes sense to me. When are they going to start rolling in, like, Vin Diesel and The Rock and stuff?
Probably that's one. Who knows?
I think that's the next. Furious Expendables mashup.
Expendables?
Yes.
Well, Jason Statham's in both universes. No, because that was a bad idea.
Oh, yeah, Jason Statham is. Expendables was a dumb idea. It was like their wives. Oh,
it was like
gosh.
The wives
like
of them.
The concept is okay, but like the story where it was their wives is like the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Because like a lot of these guys, it doesn't seem like they can hold down a wife.
Yeah. Like I assume none of them are married. Or wouldn't we have seen some of their wives? Maybe we
have. I think one of them had a daughter.
I haven't seen the movies.
You haven't seen any of them?
I think we watched like one or two. I don't know which one we watched. I watched it here.
I've seen all three of them.
So,
because
I've either seen part of one or two.
Love torturing myself.
One or two. But the third one's PG-13, right?
Yeah, because Chuck Norris is in it. I hate it.
So dumb.
Because Chuck Norris refused to be in it. But Harrison Ford's in that one as well.
Oh.
They get like some good guys in that movie.
How much do they have to pay Harrison Ford?
Probably $0 because he's barely in the movie. I think he just flies a helicopter at the end.
All right. That's what they did for like Bruce Willis and Schwarzenegger for a couple of them, right?
For the first one.
They're just like, meh, he's there. I think I did see the first one.
They have a meeting in the church.
Yeah, that was the one.
And the second one has Arnold Schwarzenegger, and he's in the smart car. He's like, I have shoes bigger than this. Which is like the worst.
He's just the one-liner guy,
yeah.
Basically.
Which they said there's not going to be any quippy one-liners in Shazam.
But it'll be funny, I assume. Right?
As funny as a child inside of a man can be.
That's pretty funny. That lends itself to humor, man.
Yeah.
Because then he can be like...
He's like, whoa, this is bigger too? You could say that.
You just do big, the movie Big.
He's like, why don't you beat on someone your own size?
And then he gets with a woman, but then it's like, she's really...
She's like a child molester.
And then it's all weird, and you're like, whoa, if Shazam was a woman, this nobody would make this movie.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fantastic Beast News? Yes.
Yeah.
All right. We've been told that all five Fantastic Beast movies are going to be set in different cities. So, first one was New York. Second one is Paris. And we don't know where the other ones are, but they said every...
Third one is going to be Shanghai.
Ooh. See, I like
fourth
it.
Fourth one will be Johannesburg. And then the fifth one will be in Moscow, is my prediction.
I do like this idea, because it's... I like seeing the different world. It's like how different each one is, which is pretty cool. It seems hard. That seems very difficult to do, though, to like develop each of these places.
But it's not, because we found out that the
true
that the
if you
French
take this
word,
approach,
the French word for muggle, aka nomad, is non magique. So
very creative term.
Yeah. So you just have to follow that line with everything.
Yeah. So in every other country, it'll be like in German, it's like
kinda
magic.
Yeah.
Magic.
So yeah, you just follow that line.
True.
You just for everything.
But I'm hoping there's gonna be different stuff. Well, I'm sure there will be. There always is.
Yeah.
In every Harry Potter universe.
But how different movie can these animals be? These don't even have animals, right?
Is the movie about Fantastic Beasts still? I'm like confused by the movies, because this is a weird title. Like, I know it's because of that book.
Yeah.
But I feel like it should be called that anymore. But maybe beasts are in every movie. But I don't know. He's a beast guy, so I guess. I don't know if Newt's still the main character. I'm still confused.
Yeah, I think he should be.
I think he probably is.
But he probably won't be, because he's an Oscar winner.
You think Jude Law is the main guy?
Yeah, because he doesn't have an Oscar on his shelf. Same goes to Johnny Depp.
True.
The youngest of the three is the most successful.
What do you measure success as? I think he would trade.
What a panel of white men deem the best.
I don't like that judgment of the best. I think he would trade his career
successful
for either of those guys.
I don't think so. Well, yeah, maybe.
At this point.
Maybe because the fact that one of them is the highest paid for least box office
that's
gross.
What I'm saying, that's a pretty good spot to be
time
at. You'd rather be that than the guy who, I think it may be Jeremy Renner. Like there's, or no, maybe that, no, he doesn't make that. There's some person
someone
I read that was like that makes the most money for how little
they get made.
Yeah,
I think it was Jeremy Renner.
I think it was Jeremy Renner, which is weird because I don't think of him as in that big a movie. Maybe he's just always a part of movies that like Mission Impossible.
Yeah,
because he's not really the star of many movies.
Let's see. Most profitable actor. Emilio Estevez.
What? That would not have been my guess.
Of all time.
I was thinking more modern time.
For every $1 spent on his movies, He has generated $6.70 at the box office. Jean-Claude Van Damme raked in $4.20. Shout out to Hitler.
Whoa.
Mel Gibson was $3.50. Tyler Perry was $3. And Dudley Moore was $3.
Huh.
Worst return? Brad Pitt was 10 cents for every dollar spent.
Wow.
Least profitable actor of all time. Johnny Depp was 20 cents. Robert De Niro was 24 cents. Hugh Jackman, 25 cents. And Anthony Hopkins, 26 cents. Rose Byrne.
I'm curious what Robert Downey Jr. is, because he makes a ton of money.
Yeah, for movies. Actresses, Rose Byrne is the most successful. $9.80 for every dollar.
Damn. These lists just tell me that people need better agents.
Yeah.
So I'm like,
but that's because Rose Byrne is in a lot of horror movies.
Oh, yeah.
Very profitable. Very profitable. Second highest return on in ROI, return on investment, with $34.13. That's a lot of money
for
every dollar spent.
Yeah.
It's amazing that more horror movies don't get made.
I think a lot do. But yeah, they should be making them like every month.
Every month, should just have, horror movies. Ralph Breaks the Internet, Wreck-It Ralph 2.
Yeah, we got another synopsis. Ralph Breaks the Internet, Wreck-It Ralph 2 leaves Litwalk's video... Is that what the store was called?
Yeah, I guess so.
Litwalk's video arcade behind, venturing into the uncharted, expansive, and thrilling world of the internet, which may or may not survive Ralph's wrecking. Video game bad guy Ralph, voiced by John C. Reilly, and fellow misfit Vanellope von Schweetz, voiced by Sarah Silverman, must risk it all by traveling to the World Wide Web in search of a replacement part of Save Vanellope. What?
It's to save.
Parts to save Vanellope's video game, Sugar Rush. In way over their heads, Ralph and Vanellope rely on the citizens of the internet. The netizens? Oh, netizens. Okay. To help navigate their way, including a website entrepreneur named Yes, voiced by Taraj P. Henson, who is the head of algorithm and the heart and soul of trend-making site BuzzTube.
Do you think that's more like BuzzFeed or YouTube?
Combination. I think that's how they got their name. They're like, what's two websites?
Oh, with YouTube an extra Z.
And BuzzFeed. Add a Z in there. And we
add
got
a
it.
Z in there. And
they won't know we're talking about them. So...
they can't both sue us.
Yeah. They're going to have to work together, and we know they won't do that.
YouTube doesn't own tubes, and BuzzFeed doesn't own buzzing.
So there you go. We got it. So that is the synopsis. I still think it's a weird title, though.
Yeah.
But I'm okay, because I like the first movie, so I will be in for this one, I think.
I agree.
John Wick Chapter 3, the director is back, Chad Stahelski. I think,
he co-directed the first one, directed the second one.
Second one alone, and doing this one alone, too.
Yeah.
So, he's back, which was, of course, what I would expect. Because the first two did pretty well at the box office. So, I think this is the last one.
I wonder, maybe Keanu Reeves has a probably pretty high ROI.
Yeah, I would think so. Because he's in a lot of good stuff.
It probably costs very little.
Yeah.
Manson news. He's still dead.
Oh.
But Quentin Tarantino. Charles Manson.
I didn't know he was still dead. I thought he came back.
People were hoping. His followers. But Leonardo DiCaprio's in this movie, and we have details about his role. This is from the producer of the movie, I think. He says, what he plays more specifically is an actor who had his own Western show, Bounty Law, that ran on the air from 1958 to 1963. His attempt to transition to movies didn't work out, and in 1969, the film is set at the height of hippie Hollywood movement. He's guesting on other people's shows while contemplating going to Italy, which has become a hotbed for low-budget Westerns. Which is weird, because he played a cowboy of sorts in Django Unchained. A slave owner. Francophile, but yeah. Kind of like a cowboy.
Is this his first movie since like the Oscar?
Since The Revenant, yeah.
Yeah, interesting. Took a really long hiatus. Great.
Yeah, he deserved it.
I know he did.
You those models aren't going to sleep with themselves.
Yeah, he did. He had some work to do.
Yeah.
But you just don't see a lot of guys do that. After winning an Oscar, they just keep going.
It's like, hey, you could sleep with Leonardo DiCaprio any day, but can you sleep with an Oscar award-winning Leonardo DiCaprio?
Exactly. So he had
to return people. To all those people.
Yeah, he's like, now I'm Oscar-winning.
Yeah.
Going for round two.
Motley Crue. Netflix is making a Motley Crue biopic, and the person I hate the most in this world, Machine Gun Kelly, has been cast as Tommy Lee.
Does that make you less interested?
I'm not interested in this movie at all, except for the fact that Motley Crue had some crazy stories.
Yeah.
Like, they would cheat on their wives, and then
so I'm saying
to hide the smell, they would put their penises in burritos.
That's nuts. You think that makes the cut?
I hope so. That's one way to get me back.
You should put me that in the trailer. I'll be like, whoa, this movie's nuts.
This movie's crazy.
I didn't know they were going to do that one.
I mean, how can they not? That's a crazy story.
I mean, if that's true, I'll definitely put that in the movie.
Yeah.
That's all I want to see. Like, what other weird antics are these guys up to?
Destroying hotel room. I just want to see that movie. I want to see, like, a movie like Wolf of Wall Street without the business part. Just rock stars going crazy.
I don't need the rest of that story.
Because did anything bad happen to Motley Crue? Like, did anyone overdose or anything during the band's years?
Probably. If I had to bet, I don't
like lethally overdose.
I don't know the full story, but I feel like all rock bands at some point go through something crazy. I don't know if specifically overdose. That definitely makes a movie if it did happen.
Like if you do 1981 to 1992, you can keep the whole cast. Original members.
Mm-hmm.
But then they all reunited in 2015. So if you can do 1981 and then you do 2015, and you don't have to double up on the cast.
Yeah. That would work.
Yeah, so just do that. That's it. History. I don't think anyone died, so that'd be a fun movie.
Yeah. Could be some cool stuff. Sword in the Stone is getting a live action remake, and they have a director for it, Juan Carlos Fresnadillo.
Has he done anything?
Let me see. I don't know if he's I just can't. Let me look it up.
Maybe he directed an episode of Walking Dead. And that's the person I'm thinking of.
Is that the story you read?
I don't know.
28 weeks later.
Oh, yeah.
I think that was movie director.
He's from Spain.
So I think this is their, because they're doing that Merlin movie, too. I think these are both Disney movies. They're doing that Merlin movie, too.
Do you think it's related? Like they're gonna?
I think it's different, and they're both Disney. But I think, well, because who's doing that Merlin movie? It's, they're trying to get Ridley Scott. That's what they're trying.
Was that from Merlin? That was from Merlin. Yeah.
Yeah, that was from Merlin.
That was a saga movie too. Or a saga series. So maybe it is related. Who knows? Like to cast the same Merlin in both.
Oh, maybe. That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah.
I don't think that would happen. It seems like they're making them at the same time.
Yeah.
So, who knows?
And The Last Starfighter is getting a remake because, of course, it is.
Yeah. It's that era remake.
Yeah. If you couldn't tell from everything we talked about
everything
today.
Everything we're saying.
TV news, Cosmos is returning for a second season titled Cosmos Possible Worlds. Neil deGrasse Tyson is returning as host. Carl Sagan's wife is returning as writer. I didn't know she wrote all three seasons. Like the old one she helped write. She wrote last one and she's helping write this one too. So she's consistently there. I'm sure Seth MacFarlane is returning as executive producer because he's a nerd.
Yeah.
In a good way. True Detective news, Scoot McNairy has been cast. Mm. He's going to be along with all those other people.
Yeah, with
the dude from Moonlight.
Ali.
Yeah.
Mahershala
Ali.
I'll learn to say that one day. Mahershala Ali.
Mahershala Ali.
Just got to say it over and over, and then
you'll get it right.
Yeah.
Fire and Fury, the book by Michael Wolff, is getting a TV show.
You read the book, right?
Does
it work for a TV show? Like the
It kind of does, but the bad thing about, I'll talk about it more on tomorrow, the worst part about it is it's very believable.
Yeah.
Nothing surprising. It's not like, whoa, I can't believe Trump did this.
Well, he set that bar for us for like nothing surprising. It doesn't matter what happens. You're he shot a guy in the face. Probably, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not surprising.
I'll come back when he like...
Yeah, tell me when he does something nice, and I'll be like, no way.
Yeah, tell me when he, like,
like he does something
helped a lady cross the street.
Yeah, be like, show me evidence, I don't believe you.
Yeah.
There's no way.
When he didn't... Yeah,
I'm waiting for that shocking stuff to happen.
Tell me when he makes a promise and keeps it.
Yeah, I want one of those shocking things. Breaking news. He did something normal, but it's unexpected for him.
Yeah. I love how people were like, oh my god, well, he's donating his presidential salary. And I'm like, you know how much money he's made?
Yeah.
Just with his own rules and putting people up at Trump Tower in Washington.
Yeah, he's
and
making more money off of the presidency than the salary. Yeah.
And how much money he's spending flying down to Mar-a-Lago all the time.
Yeah, everything is paid for. His lifestyle probably is more than, like, it costs more than that.
Yeah, just one trip to Mar-a-Lago costs $3.7 million.
Yeah, so there you go.
And the presidential salary is like, what, like 400 grand or
400
something?
400 grand, yeah. Something like that. They may have upped it a little bit. No more than half a million.
Yeah, that's a lot of trips.
Or maybe it's 600, no. I feel like in Bill Clinton's time, it was 400,000.
Maybe it's like 500,000. Maybe it's really half a million dollars. Who cares?
Doesn't really matter.
Is it a year or for the whole thing?
I think it's a year, yearly.
Not a bad gig.
Yeah. Well, for all the stress, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's worth it.
I mean, to be fair, it hasn't aged Trump a day.
True. I wonder if he feels as much stress as other presidents. I don't know.
Probably not. I think he doesn't even know anything.
I'm curious. What does he look like? Like, he'll look the same after 4 or 8 years. Look the same.
You can't look worse.
Yeah, true. I guess if your starting point is that.
Yeah, if your starting point is Jabba the Hutt. Even Jabba the Hutt didn't age that much from episode 1.
He didn't.
To episode 4.
Pretty much the same.
He looks pretty much, he only got bigger.
And sometimes he was not CGI.
Yeah.
Sometimes he was. And sometimes he was in the same movie, he was not CGI and CGI.
Yeah. Well, that's how Trump is. Sometimes he's CGI, sometimes he's not CGI.
True.
The Joel McHale Show with Joel McHale. Netflix announced a weekly half-hour topical show about pop culture and news. Is this the end of us, Mike?
Did they just steal our show?
I mean, to be fair, he's done the soup, we're trying to sell a daily show.
Yeah, this is a weekly show. Come on, man. Weekly show. You gotta do every day. Who wants to tune in something once a week?
Yeah,
that's annoying.
So I think we use this as a stepping stone. You're like, okay, you tried like once in a blue moon with David Letterman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that they're slowly getting to once a day.
Yeah.
Because they're like once a month, once a week.
No, how once a day. How about just 24 hours a day?
How about all the time?
You just you put us on your TVs for 24 hours a day.
Yes, because that's how Netflix works.
That would be crazy, like a live stream. Yeah. If Netflix was just like, you know what?
Yes.
Here's a live stream. There's like this
that
weird
kind of cool.
There's this weird show on in England called like Ogglebox or Gogglebox or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And you watch people watching TV.
Really?
So
do you see what they're watching or are you just watching them?
No, so they're like, okay, this person was watching like the season finale of this show that was on that week.
Yeah.
And you just watch their reaction for 10 minutes and they're just talking. And you watch, like, it's kind of like that Terrace House.
I'm kind of surprised they actually don't have that in in America. Do they have anything like that?
No, I can't. I've never heard of anything like that.
I feel like they should.
Where it's like, oh, this person is watching, like, the news about this person.
Yeah.
So they're like, oh, this person's always an idiot. And so like, they just have, like, witty comments.
Yeah. But do you see what they're watching at the same time?
No.
Are you supposed to watch the thing first?
You're supposed to watch the thing first, and then you watch their reaction.
Got it. But some people probably just skip to watching their reaction.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's a 30-minute show, and it has like seven different segments or whatever.
I mean, it's a similar thing to people watching people play video games, no? On the internet.
Yeah.
People do that. Well, kids do that, so.
I think a lot of people do that. I don't think it's just kids.
Okay. Who does that?
Like, people. It's a thing in our society, I think.
Huh.
Like, people our age and older and younger. Like, just people do it.
Huh. Interesting. I always thought it was a kid thing.
No.
I thought it was a new generation.
I'm pretty
sure
it's
been doing this forever?
For a long time, yeah.
I mean, since it's been possible. Huh. Did not know that.
Yeah. Let's talk about UFC. Andy Dick got kicked off Twitch. You hear about that?
No. What happened?
He was doing coke live on stream.
Yeah.
He relapsed.
Can't do that stuff. Can't do that. Yeah. Don't do that. Wow.
That's sad.
Yeah.
Okay. So, UFC 220 was this past weekend. And I watched it. Also, Bellator had an event over the weekend at the same time.
Oh, wow.
Two of the greatest heavyweight fights were happening at the same time.
Doesn't seem like a good idea.
One's free, one's pay-per-view.
Oh, there you go. That's the reason.
Okay, so there's some really good fights on UFC 220. But first, I want to talk about a fight I'm very excited for that takes place on April 7th. Namajunas versus Joanna Jędrzejczyk 2. Is happening April 7th. They got announced. And I'm hoping that my girl JJ can get that belt back. But back to UFC 220 over the past weekend. I was watching the fight since 4 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
up until like 10 o'clock at night.
Mm-hmm.
I almost missed. I forgot that there was two main events. I got so happy after the first co-main event. I was like, this is done. I'm good. And I was like, oh, shoot. It's a second main event.
There's another one, yeah.
So let's just go to the main events. Cormier versus Ozdemir. This Ozdemir guy like made his debut in the UFC less than a year ago, and he's already getting a title shot.
Mm-hmm.
And Cormier
happens quick.
Yeah, Cormier came off that loss with John Jones, which turns out he was on the supplements, but he took a polygraph test and saying that he didn't lie, saying he didn't know he was on the supplements or whatever.
Huh.
So Cormier felt like he had to prove himself, and he did in great fashion. I think it was a TKO second round, which second I did not think. Round.
Were the both main events title fights? Or
yeah. And then there was Miocic versus Ngannou. And Ngannou has been a beast. He just knocks guys out, which is crazy in heavyweight because usually they can take a few hits. But he's also very new in the UFC versus Miocic, who was up for the most amount of defenses as a heavyweight fighter. With, I think yesterday was his third successful defense, which is crazy. I guess that title just constantly changes hands. But people were hyping up Ngannou too much, I guess, and promoting him, and Stipe kind of felt betrayed. So when Dana came to give him a belt, he grabbed the belt away from him and gave it to his coach.
Yeah.
And his coach put it on him, which is rightfully so, because he's like, I'm the champion. I'm defending it for a third time, which is a world record.
Wants the respect.
And they disrespected him. But those are great fights. Up next, I think it's next weekend, there's a small event, but the next UFC event is in Perth, Australia, with Rockhold versus Romero, which is going to be a good fight. Because they are crazy people.
So they always air UFC around the same time all the time, don't they?
What do you mean? Like time...
Yeah, like it doesn't matter where they're fighting. It seems to be always the same time. Or is that not the case?
No, it's
seems like they're always at like 4 to like 10 or whatever.
I think it's just because it's in Vegas.
Okay, so like when it's in Australia, East Coast, it's going to be like the morning or something?
It'll be like all day.
Okay, they might just, they fight a lot.
Yeah, because they have like their own like official mm-hmm. place. Let me see. Well, that rock hole fight is. I think it's like early February. Romero versus Rockhold and Hunt versus Blade Des. February 10th. So UFC 221 is around the corner. 222, along with that Rose and Joanna fight, is going to have Max Holloway versus Frankie Edgar, which is going to be a good fight too for the featherweight title. So, good time to be a UFC fan. And in Bellator news, Rampage Jackson lost to Chael Sonnen. So,
Chael Sonnen's still fighting?
Yeah, isn't that crazy? Yeah. Rampage Jackson is still fighting.
Yeah. Those are
Bellator is the place you go if you want to see old people fight.
Yeah.
Because they let that stuff happen.
Yeah.
Like Chael Sonnen just fought Tito Ortiz. That was his last fight. And I was like, they're old.
Yeah, they're like famous guys past their prime. They're
past their prime. Usually they're dropped by UFC.
Yeah.
That's it. Netflix news today. Todd Glass, Act Happy. It's a Netflix special, comedy special. So come back tomorrow for some WeViewed, Reviewed, and discussion. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye.